This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 30th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. One of the big announcements we thought might happen during AirVenture Week has nothing to do with FADEC or LSAs. It was expected and rumored that we might hear who had been chosen by a screening committee to replace Tom Poberesny as president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Aero News has learned from sources close to the process that the search had settled on Pete Bunce, the current president of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, as EAA's new president, a choice that was to have been announced as early as this week. Now, ANN has learned that plans have unraveled. Bunce has pulled his name from consideration, and on the agenda for this morning's EAA board meeting is the restarting of the search process. The leadership of EAA by the Poberesnys for over a half century obviously turned out pretty well, but transitioning an organization such as EAA out of a family obviously involves some unique politics. EAA also faces the now awkward task of closing a deal with a candidate who knows that he or she was not the first choice. We'll tell you more as it all unfolds. Aspen Avionics is here at AirVenture and announced this week it will expand its novel line of glass panel systems into rotorcraft. The EFD-1000 Pro Helicopter Primary Flight Display is the first in the line and already available for installation. The display offers a large attitude indicator with airspeed and attitude tapes, an altitude alerter, and altitude trend vector. It also includes a full electronic HSI with dual bearing pointers and symbolic moving map with flight plan waypoints and leg overlays. When connected to a GPS navigator, the Pro Helicopter PFD also presents a full-time visual indicator of winds aloft direction and speed. CEO John Uzakai says the folks at Aspen, quote, look forward to extending our rotary wing solutions and customer base in the years to come, unquote. A couple weeks ago, when I got to spend some time in Arlington with Flight Design USA President Tom Pagini, he was excited about two things. One was an electric hybrid drive for an aircraft engine based on the Rotax 914. He said aircraft were an ideal application for a short-duration electric boost from an auxiliary electric motor during takeoff, then using excess power from the gasoline power plant during cruise to recharge the lithium phosphate battery. Well, on Tuesday here at Oshkosh, we got to see the whole package on a display stand, and it's a surprisingly clean firewall-forward package. The 40-horsepower electric motor boasts an efficiency of 95%. It boosts the 914 for 1.5 to 2 minutes during takeoff and initial climb through a V-belt drive, then turns into a generator after you level off and uses excess power from the 914 to bring the battery back up during cruise. The electric motor can extend the glide significantly in the case of an engine out, and the whole thing functions seamlessly with single lever control of a combined power output. This is not an LSA power plant. Tom told me he believes the 914 or something similar could be configured to contribute 140 horsepower, making the whole package capable of 180 peak. That's smack in the middle of 0360 country. Basically enough power for an efficient four-place aircraft. Flight Design hopes to be flying the package in an experimental later this year. And what was that other thing Tom was excited about? Well, let's just say it was another application for that 40-horsepower electric motor. At Arlington, he said he'd bring it to Oshkosh if he completed its first flight in time. Well, apparently he did. It's here, and it's parked over in the ultralight area. More on that to come. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Remus Aircraft gets new financing and a new plan. Hawker Beechcraft has a bonanza that lands itself. And Bell Helicopter gets a new CEO. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll get an update and status report on the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators from Chairman Doug Stewart. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.